Joining us on the phone right now, Saluki women's head basketball coach Cindy Stein joins us. Coach, welcome to In the Doghouse.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've always said in the past that this team plays hard, despite the result. Based on how hard they work, you feel like you should have had better results last season. And what have you done this offseason to cash in on that effort?
Well, I felt like we lost a lot of close games last year. I think we had 10 games that we lost by 9 points or less. And so to me, that's just toughness. That's just paying attention to detail. So everything we've done since then is just kind of harping on all the details, making sure that we're taking care of the littlest detail to the biggest. And we were a lot harder on them. Probably all our conditioning workouts were a lot tougher. We've been a lot tougher on them in the weight room. We've put them in a lot of pressure situations. I guess the word tougher is just we've just been a lot tougher on them and not letting them slide on anything. And I think it's paying off, and we've got a ton more depth this year, and I think that will help as well.
And reading assignments, tell us about this book, Chop Wood, Carry Water, that you had the team read.
Yeah, it's a great book, but it's all talking about, you know, everyone wants to be great, but who wants to do the little things to be great? And it talks about the process that you've got to go through from just chopping wood and carrying water to being the best in whatever you're choosing to be. And it's a great book, and the kids relate to it really well, and they really enjoyed getting to kind of talk about the book. And everybody has a significant thing they got out of it, and I think that's what you want as a coach, is everybody kind of has their own interpretation, and they take it to get better.
Hey, Coach, Mike Murphy here. I was going to go back to when you said concentrating on the simplest of details, and after a while, and it must be exciting to be in this position, because you had a glimpse into the future last year, and now if you can correct some of these things or just get it to be muscle memory. You talked about putting them in very pressure-packed situations so that after a while that doesn't seem to bother them or be an obstacle, but it must be exciting to think of what this team can accomplish when they get those details ironed out.
Yeah, we're not close to where we probably need to be, but at the same time, we've got an amazing amount of potential, as you said. We've got some really fun players to watch, a lot of people that I think everyone's going to enjoy watching. They bring a lot of energy. They can do a lot of things defensively and offensively, and just our depth. I think we play really well together, and I think we can keep a really solid foot on the pedal, which is what we want to be able to do throughout the course of the year.
I enjoy watching Nicole Martin play. I mean, she, you're talking about lunch pail, comes to work every day, and her work ethic is just infectious. At least I hope it is. Anyway, Mackenzie, Abby, they're fun to watch. Caitlin Link, Chris off the bench, Brittany Patrick running the point there. Tell us about your newcomers this year. You're pretty excited about them.
Well, I think the one that stands out right now is our junior college transfer from Cochise Junior College in Arizona, Awakita. She does such a great job. She's about 6 foot, really long and lanky, but she gets after it defensively, and she's very instinctive type of player. Sometimes when you get international kids, you know, they kind of bring a different flair to them, and sometimes it's really hard to guard because people aren't used to that kind of style at points. I think she's going to bring a lot of a good dimension to our team. And then we've got Allie Potter, a freshman, and Frankie Coquinas, two kids that, they're trying to get some playing time right now because we're pretty deep right now. And I think you're going to see just a lot of different lineups throughout the year.
Is the style going to dictate maybe 9-10 kids in a game, or is the depth that good that you're going to want to get these kids some playing time?
Well, we want to play and work as hard as we can and get the ball up the floor in about 3 to 4 seconds and look for a good shot. So we're kind of dictating that tempo a little bit when we can, and I think that leads you to having to play a lot more kids because, you know, when you play at that pace, you're going to get wore out a little bit. So we want to be able to push that tempo, and everyone has the opportunity to work their butt off for 2 to 3 minutes, and then we're going to get them a sub and get them back when they're ready.
And, you know, Coach, being a former player, you know how that is. If you have some depth on your team, your practices are better, sharper. You're playing against good players. Everybody's competing for minutes. And if you get that good chemistry, that good bond, you've really got something going.
Absolutely. Chemistry is everything. We just worked on special situations tonight, and it was really competitive, and they get a little feisty, and unfortunately, I was the official tonight, so I got an earful.
How's the Valley shape up this year? I mean, I know Drake's going to be good. If you know nothing about Valley women's basketball, you know Drake's going to be good. That's a given. We're picked fifth. There's some good teams ahead of us. There's some very formidable teams behind us in that ranking. What does fifth preseason mean for you, if anything, right now?
Yeah, you know, I think that when we got picked fifth, we just kind of all laughed because we don't envision ourselves there, so it's okay for us. We can play that underdog role, but we have a lot higher expectations. But the Valley will be a lot better this year from top to bottom. Every single team's improved. We've got a bunch of teams that are returning everybody, and we've got some teams that totally, you know, did a recheck. They kind of got rid of their rosters and came in, got all JUCOs and freshmen. So it's got a completely different look than it has in the past.
And you got a good, real regional non-conference schedule that preps you for the Valley. You got this Compass Challenge you got to defend this year up in DeKalb. So the non-con should really get you ready for the Valley grind.
Well, and some of these regional rivalries that we have, just like SIUE, who we play on Friday, I mean, they've always given us a tough game. UT Martin's given us a tough game. So is Murray State. So, you know, we kind of battle for the same recruit. So it gets pretty intense. Our kids know each other. It always leads to some fun. But then you've got some tournament teams, you know, like IUPUI and Tennessee Tech had a 20-win season last year. So we've got to be ready to go right from the get-go.
And Memphis in our crib at Banterra Center as well in an afternoon tilt. So it's a formidable schedule. What are you looking for with the Cougars coming up this Friday night?
Well, obviously I haven't had a chance to watch them play because it's going to be our first game and their first game. I think they've got an exhibition tomorrow, so we'll see. But I think that they've got a couple of good post players. I mean, they usually play really good defense. They're really active on the boards. They're a very physical team. So Coach Buescher does a great job, and it's going to be fun to go up against them.
John Miller calling the games this year. I've not met John. All I know about him is he's a Cub fan. I'm not going to hold that against him.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that as well, so I agree.
Well, and Coach, it's exciting when you play that run-and-gun style because kids love that these days, don't they? I mean, everybody likes to play that style.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what the fun thing is that they know if they can work their butt off and they get up and down the floor, it just, you know, really raises the expectations as well of, you know, high-scoring games and having an opportunity to do a lot of different things. We've thrown some few gimmick-type defenses in as well, and kids just really like to do that when you're trying to throw surprises at people, and it just makes them a lot of fun to coach. When they're enjoying it, they're a lot easier to coach as well.
Well, we'll see it all come together coming up this Friday night at SIU Edwardsville. That game will tip at 7 o'clock, and John Miller will have our pregame coverage 6:45 over on Magic 95.1 this season. Coach, thanks for joining us here on In the Doghouse. Best of luck Friday night, and best of luck this season.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.